I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The relationship between mainland China and Hong Kong's local government has never been simple. Now, Joe Handley of Asian Access says young people are protesting a new extradition law.
So that means they'll actually be taken to mainland China and under their jurisdiction rather than the type of jurisdiction they're used to here in the Hong Kong territory.
Christians are getting involved in the conversation.
They're trying to stand in between the police and the activists and trying to be a voice of reason, a voice of peace. They're trying to protect people on both sides.
So what can the church do? Pray and find out how at missionnews.org. And the words pulpit and politics together can sound, well, a little uncomfortable. But can politics and the pulpit have a healthy relationship? We've talked about International Media Ministries Heritage Project, an 8-part docudrama on early church fathers in North Africa, like Tertullian, a lawyer and theologian. Now, Tertullian challenged Rome's treatment of Christians and other vulnerable people. He also called believers to hold on to biblical values. IMM's Denise Godwin says early church fathers left a legacy of standing out from society and challenging evil with God's truth.
The church exists today because of this lost legacy of people who stood for truth and not buckled under pressure.
Ask God to use you to graciously draw others to his truth.
It's our turn in our times to stand for truth and make sure there's space for truth in our culture and our society.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. And this is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. It tells a moving story of God's hope through pain and of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.